You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Paul Mampilli. He's a senior editor of Profits Unlimited, Extreme Fortunes, and True Momentum at Banyan Hill Publishing and Investment Research. For Mr. Mampilli, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me on. Real pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. So tell us what makes you an authority in this industry, if you don't mind me asking, and tell us about your background to kick things off today.
Sure. What makes me an authority in this industry is a proven track record of helping retail, individual, do-it-yourself investors make money now for 7 years. And when you look at my background, I have a long background on Wall Street. I've managed money. I've been an analyst. I've managed a trading desk. I've really gone through all the aspects of Wall Street. And so I can really bring to bear all of my experience and really a lot of understanding of what actually happens on Wall Street, which the average day-to-day investor often doesn't see because they've never really worked on Wall Street. And the final thing that I would say that really puts me and separates me even from my peers is the amount of work that I do on a day-to-day basis, because Wall Street is something that is a hard business, and unless you're doing the work and you're doing the work in the right way, you're not going to get it right. So on a day-to-day basis, I do something in the range of 12 to 14 hours of reading. I've had essentially the same routine for over a decade now, where from beginning early in the morning till the markets close, I essentially do the same thing of tracking the stocks that my readers are in, tracking all the companies that are on watch lists that I'm considering, and just generally keeping up with every aspect of the market that can affect the prices of the stocks and anything that can go wrong, and also looking for things that it can go right.
Thanks for your response and confirming your authority there. Most helpful. Now, how has the stock market changed over the last 20 years, even a decade ago? Even 5 years ago, break that down if you would.
You know, the biggest changes have come because of the introduction of computers. And I saw that from the last time when I was on Wall Street and I was managing a $5 billion hedge fund, which is that the trading that used to be done by human beings increasingly was now being done by computers using algorithms today, and it's trading robots, artificial intelligence. And this really changes the way that you would look to go to invest, because they are tracking in a way prices so as to understand how other people are trading things. And so they're almost using the same information that you're using kind of against you. And that's a massive change on Wall Street compared to 20 years ago, where the use of computers was largely just in terms of the big investment banks. However, today, virtually every even mid-sized investor is using these types of tools. So it really changes the game a great deal and disadvantages the individual retail and do-it-yourself investor in a fairly big way. The other major change that's come about is the use of ETFs, which are exchange-traded funds. 20 years ago, Wall Street was dominated by mutual funds. Today, it's dominated by exchange-traded funds, which are great, which have very low fees. It's called passive investing. And that too means it's a very different analytical challenge in terms of trying to find the stocks that are going to go up, looking at what stocks can go up. Because before, you could track star managers and look at their habits, and you might be able to figure out what they were going to buy and position yourself to buy it before they came in to buy it. Today with ETFs, an ETF might have 100 different securities. If they don't own as much of any single stock. So that makes it much harder as a stock picker to really sort of be ahead of the curve and make money in that way. And the other big change that's come about is what kinds of companies are valued and the way that they're valued. And the greatest example of this is Amazon. If you look at Amazon when it first came public, it didn't have much of a business. It developed its business. And for most of its time in the stock market, most people have wanted to bet against Amazon, saying that they didn't make money, that yes, they had various businesses, but you know, nobody could really tell is that a real business or not because they didn't make money. And that's largely been pushed off. Today, we recognize a new kind of business model, which is we pursue growth and profits can come second. And that's a huge shift from 20 years ago, where if you didn't make money, largely you were not valued in the stock market. And companies like Amazon and today Tesla and others are really shifted what is valued and what investors value, which is they're willing to put a number on innovation. They're willing to put a number on opportunity and growth, particularly through sales. So that's a big shift in terms of the way the market is compared to some time back.
Great information there. Thanks for that. Now tell us about a recent IPO that you've followed.
Sure. One of the most interesting IPOs that's come out actually came out very recently. It's for a music streaming service called Spotify. And Spotify started out as a private company out of Sweden. And this is an interesting company for a number of reasons. First, for the way that they came public, which is they kind of skirted around paying big Wall Street fees by doing something called a public listing. In other words, the company wasn't actually raising money when they actually listed their stock. They simply provided a liquidity moment, meaning that early investors that wanted to get out, they could sell. Perhaps if you were an employee and you got stock options, you convert your stock and sell. However, they didn't actually raise capital. And because of that, they didn't have to pay the potentially $100 million or something like that they might have to Wall Street. So that's interesting, because if lots of companies do that, Wall Street's power is going to be diminished. And it offers an alternative to many companies as a way to reduce the amount of money that they pay to go public. The other aspect of Spotify that's interesting is that it's a business model that really is coming more and more into play, which is the subscription business model, where they take in small amounts of money every month from a group of people and give them very steady cash flow that comes in at the end of the month. And they simply pay their expenses at the end of the month. And so it's very, very predictable as a business. So that's another reason why it's a super interesting. The last thing is that because Spotify has a learning mechanism and it learns the way that you like music, what groups you like, what kinds of music you like, it's an artificial intelligence play. And so it's also interesting from that perspective.
Really interesting information there as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Paul Mempilli. He is a senior editor of Profits Unlimited, Extreme Fortunes, and True Momentum at Banyan Hill Publishing and Investment Research Firm, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Mempilli, what is the number one mistake people make when investing in stocks for the first time?
That's such a great question. The number one mistake that I believe that most people make is they make all-in bets. In other words, they pick one stock and they go all in. They take all of their money and the entire account and make a bet on it. And it's obvious why this is a bad idea, because if you're wrong, you're going to end up losing a large amount of money. The other mistake that most people make as well is they also bet too big. In other words, that even if they're got 5 or 10 stocks, you know, they'll put 60%, 70% money into one single stock. Now, once again, the problems are the same. And oftentimes as well, most people tend to buy when they feel really good, which is often the worst time to buy. In other words, they don't pay attention to the market and when it's high or when it's low, because it's always difficult to buy when things are tough, which is when prices are low. So those are the three biggest mistakes that I find that people make.
Lastly, what entrepreneurs do you admire and why? Looking at entrepreneurship, a lot of those folks tuning in from all over the world.
So that my favorite entrepreneur right now is Elon Musk. And the reason why I follow Elon Musk and I admire him greatly is simply the guts to start the kinds of companies that he has started. I mean, whether it be Tesla, where there was really no market for electric cars when he began Tesla, and the fact that he is willing to essentially make that market out of scratch and to continue to push despite so many people being negative and against it. And then the willingness to go through moments like 2008 when Tesla was almost bankrupt and put more money in on his own and get other people to commit to it as well based on his vision. And then, of course, just the extraordinary array of businesses that he's begun, from SpaceX to the Boring Company to there's any number of companies that he's pursuing, which, you know, go for ventures, which go into space, to Mars, the Hyperloop. So just in terms of the array and the kinds of things that Elon Musk is pursuing, he's my favorite entrepreneur by far.
Well, Mr. Mempilia, it certainly has been great to have had you with us, and thanks for sharing your knowledge here on the program as well. Where can listeners get information on your firm, and how can also listeners be in touch?
You can go to paulmempiliaguru.com, and that webpage has all of my free articles and a listing of all the paid services, and you can find out about that on paulmempiliaguru.com.
Again, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. This has been great.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Mempili. He is a senior editor of Profits Unlimited, Extreme Fortunes and True Momentum at Banyan Hill Publishing and Investment Research Firm. And for further details, simply visit paulmempiliaguru.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.